Welcome back to the Broncast, the podcast all about the Ford Bronco. I'm your host, John Melton.
I'm Donnie Whiteman.
We are two Bronco enthusiasts who own Broncos, work on Broncos, and love talking about Broncos from Generation 1 through Generation 6. Our sponsor for this episode is Tom's Off-Road. Tom's Off-Road has every part you need to fully restore a Ford Bronco. So our next guest is a very special guest. I heard that he was conceived in an early Bronco.
I heard the first generation Bronco has a tattoo on the tailgate of him.
I heard that he was not only conceived in a Bronco, but he was born on the production floor of the first generation Bronco assembly line.
And then shipped to a dealer and offered as an accessory.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our very special guest, Mr. Tom Broberg. You there, Tom?
Well, hello, John and Donnie.
Hello.
I heard that introduction, and you guys are so far off because there was no Bronco when I was born. So.
You're not that
maybe
old.
Maybe a Model A, Model T.
Well, Tom, thanks for being here. For those of you who don't know, Tom, he is the founder of Bronco Driver Magazine and started our favorite Bronco event, the Bronco Super Celebration, which is going to be happening really soon. And so let's start with Bronco Driver Magazine. Tom, tell us a little bit about, for those of you who don't know what Bronco Driver Magazine is, give us a little what it is and give us a little history on it.
Well, we started Bronco Driver Magazine 22 years ago.
Wow.
We called a few advertisers. We were laughed at, said nobody'd read a Bronco magazine. The world was full of just, the only ponies they wanted to read about were Mustangs. But I think 22 years later, we've proven that there is a warped group like ourselves out there that are passionate about horses other than, Mustangs, that like a four-wheel drive Mustang, the Bronco. And, it's transitioned over the last, 22 years, a few iterations. And now we have a whole new generation of Bronco to include in the editorial and the storytelling.
Yeah. That's awesome. So 22 years, do you write it mostly? Do you have a group of people that help you write it? How does that process work?
We have a lot of people will submit stories. Some of them are better writers than my staff or myself. But other people will want to tell us stories on the back of a napkin, and you have to make a whole feature out of, hieroglyphics. the nice thing is if they have a good story to tell, if they have, if there's good tech, if there's, a good lifestyle meaning behind it, we'll dig it up and however we can make it happen, whether they write it, whether we have to go interview them, whether we have to travel down and talk to them, whether we, have to pull teeth in order to get two sentences. It's just kind of done that way. We do have a few writers, Todd Zucker's been a great writer from day one, telling a lot of the history. Steve Sampson, he was with us for about 20 years telling the story of the early Broncos club on the West Coast, which added a nice horse and around feature each issue.
Oh, cool.
So there has been contributors that, help make it happen.
I wanted to ask you, since, you started the publication after the Bronco had gone away, did you have any idea it was going to come back, or were you always hoping?
Not really. We were kind of passionate about the Bronco in that, you never knew what we were into the old ones, the early Broncos, and it was just kind of fun to tell stories about it. You sit around campfires at these events and you hear all these stories. So yeah. We said, hey, how can we tell the story? And I was in the magazine business, so I had a little background in magazines. And so we decided if we're going to do one on our own. We want to do one that we're having fun with. And, back then off-roading was pretty popular. So you kind of had and became rock racing during, the first early years of our magazine. So, it was kind of fun to wear a yellow vest and Don and I could go into restricted areas in SEMA or the rock races and take pictures. And,
yeah.
You know, we felt like a star.
Yeah. Yep. I love the media vest. I wear that. I wear that proudly. do you have like a favorite story over the years that like one that really just stands out?
I thought we added it up the other day. We've done 8,000 pages worth of stories or something crazy like that. You know, we're on issue 95. So if you have 120 pages times 95, you can probably do the math. It may be more than 8,000, but
yeah.
You know, there's been a lot of stories. One of my favorite was back in issue number 13. I don't know. We did a feature on the tag team, which was a group of characters out of Virginia that had a club. And these guys would go out and do the craziest things. We'd go out wheeling with them. I mean, they just took it off the rails. One guy wouldn't leave until he rolled his Bronco. But I actually took a picture in issue number one, my first editorial. I was in one of these Broncos, you know, the backdrop. I was stepping into the Bronco when we featured it, you know, introducing the Bronco magazine. And a year later, that Bronco was totaled on the interstate. It was hit by a cement truck.
Oh.
And the parts were scattered 100 yards across the interstate. And the two guys, Cheese and another gentleman, were sitting on the ground, still strapped with the roll bar. It split it in half. And they're sitting on the interstate, still strapped in their Bronco, asking for a cigarette.
Like it now, never every happened.
You know, the police and the fire department, that may not be a good idea.
A cigarette right now. Where's the gas tank?
So the pictures of the Bronco are kindly in that issue, and each club member took a part of that Bronco and put it on their Bronco as a tribute.
No way.
So, you know, that I can sit and reminisce on stories like that forever, but that's what captivates, you know, good stories that, you know, that's what makes a good movie. Yeah. That's what makes a good podcast, like, you know, Nashville Early Broncos, when you can tell a story that has emotions in it and, you know, gets people excited or passionate.
Yeah. Well, I love the magazine. I'm always trying to find back issues that I don't have. So I have to find someone that's given up part of their collection.
Yeah, and that's harder and harder to find, you know, every now and then we'll come across. But I've seen, you know, issues 1 through 75, a guy had at one of the swap meets not too long ago, wanted $300 for it.
What a deal. Wow. I think that's a deal. Is that high?
You know, I guess with the price of everything nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
So for the magazine, Tom, where, for Bronco Driver Magazine, where do people go to subscribe?
They can go to broncodriver.com. You know, we have some spring specials, and there's we offer all the back issues in a digital format. We don't offer a lot of the back issues in print format because we've sold out of a lot of them over the last 22 years. I think issue 2 is the hardest to find.
Yeah.
But you can buy them. We sell all the digital back issues for $4 a back issue.
Nice. Nice. Well,
BroncoDriver.com.
BroncoDriver.com. And then also on BroncoDriver.com under the events tab, there's an event on there, or many events now, but an event called the Super Celebration. Give me a little Super Celebration history, Tom. Mm-hmm. Where did this get started?
Super Celebration Tennessee, we'll call it. But, it actually started with Pat Ford, who's the marketing, and he comes out with Dennis Carpenter and works their booth. He actually had the F-100 Super Nationals.
Okay.
And it was 2006. He said, hey, I want to make the Bronco the 40th anniversary and do a special marquee for the Bronco. Would you be able to get, you know, 20 Broncos to come out and be the special marquee for the F-100 Super Nationals. And so he had all these trucks, and we said, yeah, we could probably get 20 or 30. Well, Don and I opened up the gate at about 7:30. It was lined. The Broncos were lined all the way around the park already. I think we ended up with 200 Broncos. And he gave me 30 trophies. I mean, we had 3 trophies for 200 Broncos. I mean, we wiped out a shirt. I was having my kids go get everything out of the office, you know, bring it up. And we did a parade lap at the park, and there were so many Broncos doing the parade lap, you know, they had to pause to go through the tunnel and let one come out, one go in, yeah. one come out. He was like, oh my goodness, this is crazy. So that said, well, if there's that many Bronco fanatics, we need to have our own event. So Pat says, you got to use something word like great, grand, super. So we said, we'll just call it a super celebration, you know, just kind of coming up with a tagline with the Super F100 Super Nationals. And, you know, that kind of just stuck.
That is amazing.
So that was 2006, you know, and this will be our 18th event. And, you know, it keeps growing and growing. The hardest thing was judging 200 Broncos with 3 trophies.
Yeah.
The funny story with that, Donnie and John, is that there was two Broncos. One guy had driven his there. The other guy they're both 77s. And one guy had pulled it off of the trailer, put up a tent, you know, dusted it off, wouldn't let any wind barely touch it. But they were both pristine Broncos. So I said, here's the tiebreaker, guys. I'm going to open up the gas cap. Who's ever painted the inside of your gas cap, the 77 gas, is going to be first place. And one of them had it painted, the other one didn't. So that was your tiebreaker.
Wow. That's amazing. For those who haven't been to a Super Celebration yet, Tom does an amazing job putting the event on. It starts on Wednesday and goes through Saturday. And there's a bunch of different drives that all the Broncos go on through the Smoky Mountains. There's a show and shine kind of competition type of thing where you can win a trophy for your Bronco and you can enter your Bronco to win. There's a huge raffle where you can win a ton of different prizes. And my son won a drone one year. There's just so much stuff that you can do at the event. But it really is like you've created this like culture of everyone comes and hangs out. They hang out in the show field. They look at each other's trucks. They see what you've been working on over the last year. And like, just you've made this, you know, such a cool kind of atmosphere there. And I don't know if it was purposeful or accidental, you know, but it's like, it's just one of the best parts of the year of going to this event and seeing all your old friends and seeing what they've been working on and what they're bringing. You know, Jimmy Golden brings a different Bronco every year to the show. You know, it's just like you kind of get to see what people have been doing.
It's funny as we describe it as you've been coming many years, John.
Yeah.
And, you get all sorts of, we call it the Blue Man Group type of an event. You come, you have a great time and you go home and people go, what did you do there? And you kind of like, well, wait, I saw the MC towing his Bronco in with a tow strap. you try to describe what's happened and it's like, I had the greatest time, but how do I describe this?
Yeah. Yeah. What did I do? Yeah, exactly.
Well, you started at the Tally Ho. What was that like?
We started at the small field at the Tally Ho, and you know, when it was growing, they were doing some work on the small field and they made us move to the big field, and we were kicking and screaming. No, we like that, you know, that comfort atmosphere of everybody's camaraderie. Well, if we hadn't moved to that big field, you know, we would have never fit.
Yeah.
And then a few years there, we had to expand and, you know, use almost 2 fields at the Tally Ho before we had planned to move the year after COVID hit 2020, and the April event was postponed till October because we had already got everything organized, moved to 2021 up to the new big visitor center. But, you know, we really kind of squished it in that October.
Yeah, that one was a crazy, crazy one.
Yeah.
And you had all these people coming because the Bronco had just been released, the new Bronco. And so they're all coming to see, you know, catch a glimpse of the new Bronco. And so,
yeah. That was the 4-door was unveiled that Thursday morning.
Yeah.
And we had already, it was supposed to be, had been done in April, but we had, we ended up unveiling the 2-door at the September event out in Buena Vista.
Yeah. Yep.
And that was exciting with the 15 inches of snow.
Yeah.
Wow. How many Broncos did you have at the 2023 Supercell? What was your count?
You know, everybody asks us that, and it's hard to gather a count because are you counting the ones that visitors? With all these 6G guys, we say they're all from Missouri because they all came and parked in the visitor lot and wanted to be shown what was going on.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, there was probably 1,200 participants, and then you had all these 6Gs coming in, you know, wanting to see what's going on. You know, our big number, Donnie, is one. If we have one Bronco come and not have a good time, that bothers us. So it doesn't matter how many there are. Our magic number is one.
Do you know how many early Broncos that you had? Like
last? Well, I think there was close to 600 and something.
Wow.
I mean, and you know, trying to judge all those people don't understand, you know, you had to score like a 93 or above to get a trophy. It just was crazy. The quality and the dollars put into some of those Broncos.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, it is a chore to score them and do all that, but man, people like hold their Super Celebration trophy in like such high esteem, you know, like I talk to people afterwards and they're always just like, I won this, you know, it is the trophy of all trophies.
And we give trophies for all the different categories. So you're competing against your own peers.
Yeah.
The other thing, you know, I know you pointed out and talk about is we custom make all of our trophies. We laser cut them or creatively make them. So they're not just a little plastic beer with a little, you know, Chevy truck on top and trying to paint the badge with an oval.
My favorite part of the show is how many people drive their Broncos. It's such a high percentage, and that they're pulling these Broncos out of barns in the woods and creek beds, and they get them running and they bring them to the show and they're all just running around. It's awesome.
Yeah. And if you know, we've been on, I don't know how many drives we added up the other day, how many drives we've been through. But, you know, if you get 20 Broncos or early Broncos or more in a line, chances are, you know, one of them is going to be towed back or have an issue on a drive. And I know somebody who can speak for that from personal experience.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, and then you get these characters. They'll come into the national park on the drives and they'll start flying drones and getting all the attention of
guilty again.
See, you got to be careful what stories I can tell.
I know, right? You got them all. Yeah, the park ranger yelling at me and Mitch for flying our drones. It was pretty amazing.
Oh, and I got a picture of it because, you know, he had a son down at the Supercell with the Bronco.
Yeah.
So he's, you know, it's a $5,000 fine flying a drone in the national park without a permit. Oh. When you and Mitch, when he came over there and got you guys, I got a picture of you turning, looking at him going, oh, your stomach was about in.
Oh yeah, yeah, and he was hot. He was pretty bad.
Yeah, and then we started talking, and he goes, "Well, how's my son doing down there?"
Well, any like big changes for this year that people can be looking forward to?
Yes, there's going to be. I don't know. A lot of people didn't know we had to fight the city last year to use the whole facility because the day we left at 7 o'clock Monday. They came in there with bulldozers and fences, and they have built a humongous pavilion.
Oh, wow.
With 70 restrooms. Yes, 70. It makes Bucky's restrooms look small.
Wow.
Wow.
And they've got a full-size kitchen, but they're not quite completed with all the construction they're doing. They're doing wiring, power, lights, big lights. They put up more fences. So, again, we're going to have to deal with a little bit of construction and not – and they bought some more land in the back. So
nice.
Everybody's going to, you know, the big thing and the big change this year is we're going to have all the trucks and trailers parking at the Tally Ho. We've got the two big fields at the Tally Ho for the truck and trailer parking. Cause that way it's going to give us a lot more space for Broncos. And, you know, there was 280 trucks and trailers taking up a lot of space in the visitor center last year.
Yeah.
And just, the in and out, the traffic on the gravel road, you know, it's just going to help the traffic conditions and get more to the Broncos. Got a lot of new 6G vendors coming out this year.
Nice.
You know, there's just progress on different aspects. And I know a lot of you have seen about the throwback. We've added, nothing's changed with the Supercell, but we've added, people have been coming earlier and earlier. So we're doing like a little 2-day festivity up at the Tally Ho for just the generation 1 through 5 Broncos.
Nice.
So, you know, kind of a laid back, not vendors, just kind of letting the old guys and old Broncos. And I say old guys, cause that's what I am. There's, you know, most of these are young people that own, but the, that's just going to be another little added feature for the, for this year's, a little wrinkle on this year's event.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you want to make a whole week of it, you can come early and see some of the OG guys from, these are guys that have probably been coming from the day one, right?
Oh yeah. A lot of them have. And you know, funny story. A lot of them, you know, they say, hey, you've never done shirts with pockets. You've done long sleeve shirts. You put the screen on the front, you put the screen on the back. So in a throwback tradition, I've got shirts with pockets on the front. Your phone, your cigarettes, your cigar.
There you go.
Your wife's beeper, whatever you want to put in.
I don't know if I own any shirts with pockets. This will be nice. It'll be a nice addition to my wardrobe.
If you're going to come into the throwback, that'll be a unique.
You'll just walk around with your hand in it.
Yeah.
Well, we've seen John fit into some small shirts as well.
Yeah. This is true.
I gave him a really small one last year.
In Super Celebration, we kind of alluded to this. It's not just Tennessee anymore. It is, I mean, so there are Super Celebrations all over the country, but let's start with, what was the thought behind having multiple Super Celebrations, and then let us know where they all are.
Okay, well, the first one we wanted to do, we thought if we went west ways, it would get a lot more of the West Coast people to come do what we're doing, driving trails, having fun, come, you know, vendors, and having, you know, Bronco days with other Bronco people. So we ventured out to Colorado because there's no better playground than Colorado to take a Bronco on trails. I know you've been out there, John, and you've experienced some of the fabulous terrain. So we went down the Middle Valley, down to Buena Vista, and you know, we had scouted O-Ray, Telluride, but that area is just kind of centrally located for a lot of the trails and a lot of the, you can get scenic rides, you can get, you know, as hard a ride as you want. So we kind of expanded to there, you know, trying to do an east and a west. And then all of a sudden Ford says, oh, we're coming out with a new Bronco, and it'd be nice if people had places to go. So we expanded to Wisconsin for, there was never anything up there. And we've been looking up there for a long time in the Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin area, because the vendors said, we can go up there and people from Canada can come over and pick up parts without having us to ship them and pay them back. And so we went up there. And then last year we wanted to go farther west, you know, to get into the LA, San Francisco, Las Vegas. So we went, and I'll tell you what, we went to Carson City, right up by Reno.
Oh yeah.
And this is a combination of Tennessee and Colorado. You have a city drive, you have scenic drives. You can have excursion drives that come into Virginia City, and you know, these people dressed in their Western wear like a Gatlinburg or a Pigeon Forge. And so it was kind of, it's kind of a combination of both. And the city was really accommodating. The dealer there put on a Thursday night bash that was crazy fun, band. And, you know, I think we had 80 Broncos come out for a Thursday night open house, band, food at the dealership. So, and I know they sold a Raptor that night, so it had to be good for them.
Wow. Yeah.
It's just kind of reaching the demographics of people, you know, that's close to, a big populous area, Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
It's a great venue. It's a nice park.
And, Wisconsin has just opened up for
tickets. We just opened registration for Wisconsin and Wisconsin. You know what? Each one has their own personality, and Wisconsin's more, it's more of a family. And we do it, it's June 12th through the 15th. So kids are out of school, but John, we actually rent the whole water park. It's one of the top 10 indoor water parks. And we ran it from 7 to 10 on Friday night just for the Bronco people. So you can come in, and they had a blast with no lines, coming down all these crazy rides.
Yeah.
There's a bar in there, so, you know, you can get in the lazy river. And you know, whatever people wanted to do, they could do. But there's a lot more going on up there because we offer duck boat rides. We have a jet boat ride. This year we're doing a, you know, we've done dinner boat rides.
Oh, cool.
This year, Thursday night, we're offering, there's going to be a ghost boat tour.
Oh, nice.
And you'll be able to take the ghost boat tour, and they do have live actors. It is kind of crazy. So, you know, there's a lot of activities that are offered. I don't know if you've ever been to Wisconsin Dells, but it's a lot like Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg, you know.
Oh, cool.
It's a very tourist little area, and it's in the middle of nowhere, and they got all these waters and all these back roads. You know, half their roads aren't paved anyway. So,
Tom, I got to tell you, I met you. You were driving around Supercell in your yellow Bronco like it was a golf cart. You're running the whole show from your yellow Bronco. So it's time for your yellow Bronco bio. We have questions.
Yeah.
One of them is, you know, just to talk about your Bronco, how long have you had that one?
We bought that Bronco. That Bronco was bought in 2005 or six. And actually I bought it from James Stuff.
Oh,
it was up in Washington. And it's actually, if you look in their old catalog, it's the blue Bronco that is up on a 55-gallon barrel.
Wow.
So it was built to off-road. And then in 2008, we decided and had the opportunity to put the first mod motor swap. We featured it in the magazine. We had just given away Orange Crush and for charity. And we built it. We decided we were going to do the first mod motor swap in the yellow one, which we did in 2008. And it was the, you know, the predecessor to the Coyote.
Yeah.
And so it's been running around for 14 years now with the mod motor. And I only have to fix it after Donna drives it, puts her heavy foot down and squeals up and throws U-joints and yokes out of it.
How many Broncos would you say you've owned in your lifetime?
They're cheaper by the dozen.
By the field.
Yeah, I mean, we probably add them up. Maybe 12 to 15.
Wow.
Let's see. I'd have to add up how many I still, you know, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4. We may have 5, 6 left right now. So
six.
My daughter drives a 1977. My son drives a 76. I drive the 76. My other son drives the 92. And Donna, of course, drives the 2022.
Well, so one of the questions was, you know, you have your whole family into Broncos. What all does everybody do with Broncos?
Well, my one son, he builds the parts for, you know, any kind of generation Bronco. He's been doing it since he came back from NASCAR Tech, and he worked in NASCAR for a while, and then he came back and started doing fabrication. And the other four-letter word, you know, it begins with a J, ends with a C. but then he got into building Bronco parts, and, you know, does a lot of roll cages, a lot of bumpers, a lot of fabricated parts for all the generations now.
Nice.
Your son's waiting for you to say the name of his business.
HK Fab. Then the younger son, when I say younger, he's 33. He actually builds roll cages, and he's in the drift car series. We had the shop. We laughed. We lift and drift.
That's cool,
man. You've got a family of mechanics there.
Yeah, they're pretty. The boys are pretty good at mechanical issues, so, and they work well together in the garage. They haven't killed each other yet, so that's a good thing.
Well, how can people find the event information online and sign up for the event?
They need to go to broncodriver.com and click on the Supercell and click on the little Tennessee logo. If they're coming to Tennessee, it gives them a whole schedule of activities and what's planned. If they're coming to Wisconsin, they can click on the Wisconsin logo, and it gives them the registration and information of everything that's planned there. And about another month, we'll open up Colorado. We're actually working on that now, on the schedule of events and what's going to be happening there. And then that takes place in September 4th through the 7th. It's always after Labor Day, so nobody wears white. And then the 9th through the 12th of October is the Carson City, Nevada one, and we'll have all that information. And Wild Horses they're great help. They help lead a lot of the drives.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of their backyard. So
we were trying to explain to someone, a manufacturer that had been to an event, what it was like. And we literally couldn't even like explain it. It's so big and there's so many Broncos there. Any way you want to see a Bronco, there's products, there's even stuff for sale. Old Broncos, I know I saw 3 or 4 or 5 chassis for sale. So if you want to start from the ground up. So we sent him a couple of John's videos, links to his YouTube channel to show. And I said, John, how many different Supercells have you covered with video?
I started doing videos in 2016. I started going in 2013, and then 2016 was the first video I did. So yeah, I think there's like 20 something videos because I've done different, you know, like they haven't all just been like recaps of the event. Like I've done live stuff. I've done the recap videos. I've done stuff where it's like just sitting down and, you know, talking to different Bronco owners at the event. And so, yeah.
Yeah. And you do a good job of videoing and giving them different perspective each year.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's even manufacturers like IAG, Bronc Buster, that they'll be installing parts. You buy parts from them. They'll let you bring your Bronco over and they'll put it parts on for you.
Oh, that's super cool.
Yeah. Last year, one of them had to have a UPS truck come Friday to bring more parts.
Oh, wow.
Will anybody rebuild an axle there? That's what I need.
You know, what's funny is we actually at one Supercell had a guy drive from Alabama and his tranny went out. And the tech guys during Saturday afternoon pulled his Bronco up on blocks. We changed his transmission.
Wow.
Sent him home. You know, it was like a tech feature during the day where people could come watch.
Yeah.
But, you know, John, and Donnie, that's how personable and the community is all about helping.
Yeah.
They're all about becoming your friends. We travel all the time to Bronco friends all over the country that we met at these Super celebrations. You know, it's like family. People from Mississippi can't wait to see their people from Michigan. You know,
exactly.
That with one crazy commonality, Bronco.
Well, cool. Well, Tom, thank you so much. Any last comments that you have?
I'm making sure I got a shirt big enough for you to model this year. I've got my coat strap packed for you.
Yeah.
And we'll make sure I got you the drone permit. You should be good to go, John.
I'll be good to go. That's right. Well, I will be there. Donnie and I will be there. We'll do a live event. A live Broncast event.
Is that going to be Saturday?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll do that on Saturday. So.
All righty. We'll look forward to seeing you guys down there and we'll have a lot of fun.
Well, there you go. BroncoDriver.com. Sign up for the event and we'll see you at the Super Celebration, Tennessee.
Do not bring northern weather.